Good afternoon. You're listening to Ken Hudnall. This is the Ken Hudnall Show. Coming to you from our studios right here in exciting El Paso, Texas. Gateway to the Old West and the most haunted city in the country. Well, today's January the 5th, fifth day of the year. Only 360 days remain till the year's over with. National holidays. National Keto Day. National Screenwriters Day, National Whipped Cream Day, National Bird Day, Veganuary Month, Thyroid Awareness Month, National Slow Cooking Month, Bread Machine Baking Month, National Skating Month, January, if you like gin, Dry January, National Blood Donor Month, Manuary, International Brain Teaser Month, National Clean Up Your Computer Month, National Soup Month, Get Organized Month, International Creativity Month, Celebration of Life Month, National Oatmeal Month, National Be Kind to Food Servers Month, National Hot Tea Month, National Birth Defects Awareness Month, Get a Balanced Life Month, and National Hobby Month. If you got a hobby, this is the month to really dive into it. Well, in 1477, Battle of Nancy, Charles the Bold is defeated and killed in a conflict with René II, Duke of Lorraine. Burgundy subsequently becomes part of France. 1675, Battle of Colmar, French army beats Brandenburg. 1757, Louis XV of France survives an assassination attempt by Robert Francois Damiens, who becomes the last person to be executed in France by drawing and quartering. That was the traditional form of capital punishment used for regicides, or those accused of wanting to commit regicide. 1781, American Revolutionary War. Richmond, Virginia is burned by British naval forces led by former American General Benedict Arnold. He commanded West Point and defected to the British. 1822, the government of Central America votes for total annexation to the first Mexican Empire. 1875, the Palais Garnier, one of the most famous opera houses in the world, is inaugurated in Paris. 1895, on this date, the Dreyfus Affair. French Army officer Alfred Dreyfus is stripped of his rank and sentenced to life imprisonment on Devil's Island. Eventually, he was cleared and reinstated. 1900, Irish nationalist leader John Edward Redmond calls for revolt against British rule. 1911, Kappa Alpha Psi, the world's third oldest and largest black fraternity, is founded at Indiana University. 1912, the sixth all-Russian conference of the Russian Social Democratic Labor Party. It was the Prague Party Conference, opens on this date. In the course of the conference, Vladimir Lenin and his supporters break from the rest of the party to form the Bolshevik movement, and the Bolsheviks eventually carried the day. 1913, First Balkan War, Battle of Limnos begins. Greek Admiral Pavlos Kuntureotis forces the Turkish fleet to retreat to its base within the Dardanelles, which it didn't venture for the rest of the war. 1914, Ford Motor Company announces an 8-hour workday and minimum daily wage of $5 in salary plus bonuses. 1914, that was good money. But now when they want to pay fast food service $20 an hour plus tips. Everything's in perspective. 1919, the German Workers' Party, which will become the Nazi Party, is founded in Munich. 1925, Nellie Taylor Ross of Wyoming becomes the first female governor in the U.S. 1933, construction of the Golden Gate Bridge begins in San Francisco Bay. 1941, Amy Johnson, a 37-year-old pilot and first woman to fly solo from London, Australia, disappears while bailing out of her plane over the River Thames. She's presumed dead. nobody really could confirm. 1944, the Daily Mail becomes the first major London newspaper to be published on both sides of the Atlantic Ocean. 1945, the Soviet Union recognizes the new pro-Soviet provisional government of the Republic of Poland. 1949, in his State of the Union address, President Truman unveils his Fair Deal program. And for those who are not familiar with the Fair Deal, it was a set of proposals put forth by Truman in to Congress in 45 and in his January 49 State of the Union address. Generally, it characterizes the entire domestic agenda of the Truman administration. It offered new proposals to continue New Deal liberalism, but with a conservative coalition controlling Congress, only a few of its major initiatives became law. And that's only if they had Republican Party support. Most important proposals were aid to education, national health insurance, the Fair Employment Practices Commission, and repeal of the Taft-Hartley Act. They were all debated at length, but then voted down. But enough smaller and less controversial items passed. The liberals were able to claim some success. Now they've run absolutely wild. 1953, the play Waiting for Godot by Samuel Beckett gets its premiere in Paris, 1957. In a speech given by to the U.S. Congress, President Eisenhower announces the establishment of what will later be called the Eisenhower Doctrine. That was a policy enunciated by Eisenhower within a special message to the Congress on the situation in the Middle East. Under the Eisenhower Doctrine, a Middle Eastern country could request American economic assistance or aid from the U.S. military if it was being threatened by armed aggression. He singled out the Soviet threat in his doctrine by authorizing the commitment of U.S. forces to secure and protect the territorial integrity and political independence of those nations, requesting such aid against overt armed aggression from any nation controlled by international communism. Now, the phrase international communism, as you might guess, made the doctrine much broader than simply responding to the Soviets. Of course, the Arabs regarded this doctrine as a ploy to promote Western influence in the Middle East by restraining Nasser's brand of Arab nationalism that opposed Western domination. 1967, Cultural Revolution. Shanghai People's Commune is established following the seizure of power from local city officials by revolutionaries. Communism has made great inroads into almost every government you can imagine, even here. 1968, Alexander Dubček comes to power in Czechoslovakia, effectively beginning the Prague Spring, which was a period of political liberalization and mass protest in the Czechoslovakian Socialist Republic. Continued until August 21st, 1968, when the Soviet Union and most Warsaw Pact members invaded the country to suppress the reforms. 1969, the Venera 5 space probe is launched at 628.08 UTC from Baikonur. 1969, Ariana Afghan Airlines Flight 701 crashes in Fernhill, West Sussex, on an approach to Gatwick Airport, killed 50 people. 1970, a 7.1 Tonghai earthquake shakes Tonghai County, Yunnan Province in China, with a maximum Mercalli intensity of 10, which is considered extreme. Between 10 and 15,000 people are known to have been killed and another 26,000 injured. 1972, President Nixon announces the space shuttle program. 1975, the Tasman Bridge in Tasmania, Australia is struck by the bulk oil carrier Lake Illawarra, killing 12 people. 1976, the Khmer Rouge announced the new constitution of Democratic Kampuchea is ratified. Also in 1976, the Troubles. Gunmen shot dead 10 Protestant civilians after stopping their minibus at King's Mill in County Armagh in Northern Ireland. Allegedly as retaliation for a string of attacks on Catholic civilians in the area by loyalists, particularly the killing of six Catholics the night before. They believe in an eye for an eye. 1991, Georgian forces enter Sikkim Valley, the capital of southern Ossetia in Georgia, opening the 1991-92 South Ossetia War. Also in 1991, Somali Civil War. The U.S. Embassy in Somalia and to Somalia and Mogadishu is evacuated by helicopter airlift days after the outbreak of violence in Mogadishu. 1993, the oil tanker MV Briar runs aground on the coast of the Shetland Islands, spilled 84,700 tons of crude oil. 2005, the dwarf planet Eris is discovered by Palomar Observatory-based astronomers, later motivating the International Astronomical Union to define the term planet for the first time. 2014, a launch of the communication satellite GSAT-14 aboard the GSLV MK2D5 marks the first successful flight of an Indian cryogenic engine. 2022, Kazakh President Kasym Jomart Tokayev dismisses Prime Minister Askar Mamin and declares state of emergency over the 2022 Kazakh unrest. Well, it's interesting when you dig into so much of the unrest, you find that you can put most of it down to a small group of people who have done everything in their power to gain power. Now, we've been talking about mysterious disappearances. I'm not talking about, a clear case of kidnapping. I'm talking about he walks out the door and he's gone. Parks on the side of the road. Car is found. No sign of the individual in the car. It does raise quite a bit of question about exactly what's going on. We had gotten up to 1987. In our mysterious disappearances. In 1988, Louise Kay, 18, vanished from Eastbourne, England. Disappeared in the Beachy Head area in 1988, less than a year before the remains of Jesse Earle, who disappeared in 1980, were found in that same area. Due to similar circumstances, authorities believe the cases might be related, and both women were victims of a Scottish serial killer named Peter Tobin. You have to keep in mind that it's impossible to prove. Ted Bundy confessed to a lot of folks he did not kill because they liked the notoriety. Then March 20th, 1988, Susan Smalley, 18, and Stacy Madison, 17, vanished from Carrollton, Texas. The two disappeared on the morning of March 20th. Police know the girls were at Smalley's house by midnight, but they left. The car in which they were riding was found parked and locked in Dallas, Texas. Never found any clue as to what might have happened to them. Stacy Madison worked as a receptionist, had plans of studying business at University of North Texas. March 19th, her good friend Susan Smalley stayed overnight at her house. They left together for a short while in Madison's 1967 Ford Mustang, a car that was painted in the colors at her high school. Madison recently bought with the earnings from her two jobs. They were seen attempting to buy alcohol at a 7-Eleven, but since they were minors, the clerk didn't sell it to them. They went back to the house where Madison called a friend at about midnight. Girls left the house again shortly after the call, with Madison's car no longer being seen parked in front of the house. Last time anybody saw the girls were at the Steak and Ale, same restaurant where Smalley worked as a waitress. Employee at the establishment told investigators Smalley had been talking to another co-worker and Madison waited for her in the parked car. They were reported missing the next morning. The Mustang they'd been driving the night before was found abandoned in the parking lot of a Dallas shopping center, together with personal belongings of both girls. When last seen, Madison was wearing white cotton pants and a white long-sleeved sweatshirt with the logo of pink and orange and white tennis shoes. Smalley was wearing a white sweater and blue jeans and carrying a shoulder bag of navy blue with camel trim as well. The sad thing is a lot of man hours were spent searching for these two young ladies. Not a single solitary sign. May 4th, 1988, Ron Arid, 30, vanished from Lebanon. He was a jet fighter navigator, captured on October 16th, 1986 by Amal Shiite forces in southern Lebanon after ejecting from his damaged F-4 Phantom II. He was on a bombing mission. Israeli intelligence officers reportedly knew his whereabouts until the early morning of May 4th, when he abruptly vanished from the house where he was being held at the village of Nebi Shait. May 26, 1988, Antonio Bartolino, 43, vanished from Brazil. He was a powerful Neapolitan Camorrista and boss of the Casalesi clan. Said to have been murdered May 26, 1988, by his right-hand man, Mario Levin. Since the body wasn't found, it's rumored he was still alive. June 13, 1988, Amber Swartz Garcia, 7 years old, vanished from Pinole, California. She was, believe it or not, kidnapped while playing jump rope in her own front yard. No sign ever was ever found again. September 10, 1988, Lee Boxall, 15, from Chim, England, disappeared near his home on September 10th on his way to a football match at Shelhurst Park. No sign of him since that time. September 20th, 1988, Tara Calico, 19, vanished from Belen in New Mexico. Disappeared near her home after embarking on a bicycle ride. She told her mother she wasn't back by a certain time. Please come get her. She didn't come back. The mother never found her. A Polaroid photo of a boy and girl bound and gagged surfaced June 15, 1989, in the parking lot of a 7-Eleven in Port St. Joe, Florida. Speculation was that Calico was the girl in the photo, but that was never confirmed. October 7, 1988, getting back to Calico just for a moment. She's only been missing 35 years, 3 months, and 13 days. A lot of her friends thought the young woman in the photo resembled Calico, and her mother said it was her daughter after taking time and taking into account time and growth and lack of makeup, noted the scar on the woman's leg was identical to one that Calico had. Scotland Yard analyzed the photo and concluded the woman was in fact Calico. A second analysis of the Los Alamos National Laboratory disagreed. The FBI, of course, in keeping with their attempt to be the Keystone Cops, their analysis was inconclusive. Well, there were a number of stories that, in fact, she'd been accidentally killed by two young men, and they hid the body. The woman that found that mysterious photograph said it was in a parking space where a white Wunderlist Toyota van had been parked when she got to the store. Said the van was driven by a man in his late 30s. Police set up roadblocks to intercept the vehicle, but the man was never identified. According to Polaroid, the picture had to have been taken after May 1989 because that particular film used in the photo wasn't available till then.
Well, also in that photograph was a copy of V.C. Andrews' My Sweet Audrina, which is one of Calico's favorite books. Well, the mother of the young boy in the photo was almost certain it was her son. Even though his remains were discovered in June of 1990 in the Zuni Mountains, police believed he wandered off and died of exposure. So the question of who the young boy was in the photo is anybody's guess. October 7th, 1988, Pia Ristikankari, 15, from Pukio in Finland, 15-year-old young lady, disappeared following an argument with her little brothers at her home in Pukio, declared dead in absentia, 2011. November 19th, 1988, Michaela Garrett, 9, vanished from Hayward, California. Abducted by an unidentified white male in a grocery store parking lot. Caught on security cameras and they couldn't figure out who he was. And abducted in broad daylight at the corner of Mission Boulevard and Lafayette Avenue. I mean, there was even a segment on Unsolved Mysteries, and they still haven't been able to find her. After the 2009 release of J.C. Dugard, who'd been kidnapped in Myers, California, and held captive by Philip and Nancy Garrido for 20 years, there was renewed interest in this case, and Garrido was interviewed regarding Garrett's abduction. 2012, Wesley Shermantine, a convicted serial killer who committed various murders with his accomplice, Lauren Herzog, they were known as the Speed Freak Killers, brought to the attention of law enforcement that the original sketches of Garrett's abductor bore a striking similarity to Herzog, who committed suicide while on parole from prison in January 2012. White bone fragments were discovered in one of Herzog and Shermantine's disposal sites, which was thought to belong to Garrett. DNA profiling, though, in late 2012 proved it wasn't hers. December 21st, 2020, 32 years after the abduction, David Emery Mish was charged with her abduction and murder. Young girl is kidnapped in broad daylight in the parking lot and nobody comes to her assistance. January 14, 1989, Michelle Lewis, 21, from Rockhampton, Australia. Last seen on her bicycle leaving a friend's house in North Rockhampton. The Queensland police suspected she had been murdered. And the primary evidence supporting that was no evidence supporting anything else. She was kidnapped from a place called Flamingos. She's coming home on a mountain bike after spending time at a friend's house in a suburb of Kawana in the regional Australian city of Rockhampton. 2022, the Queensland's government offered a reward of $500,000 for information into her disappearance. Well, February 9th, 1989. Tiffany Sessions, 20 years old, vanished from Gainesville, Florida. Left her apartment and went for an evening walk February 9th. Never seen again. She was 20 years old at the time she disappeared. Family nickname was Tiffy. She was attending the University of Florida in Gainesville, majoring in business. She was going on a power walk, according to what she told her roommate. She left her wallet, identification, and keys in her apartment. She's wearing a white pullover sweatshirt with long sleeves and gray horizontal striping with aspen printed on the front of the shirt's collar. Wearing a two-tone silver and gold women's Rolex wristwatch and carrying a black Sony Walkman. Well, police did initially handle the disappearance as a crime, because the crime scene hadn't been found. No signs she'd left her apartment's parking lot. No signs of a struggle. People in the area where she disappeared stated that somebody fitting her description was seen speaking to individuals sitting inside the car. Eyewitnesses not sure if the woman entered the vehicle, and authorities have never confirmed the individual in question was in fact Sessions. She was a small woman, 5'3". Well, again, an incarcerated serial killer took credit to his cellmates. Again, no proof. April 20th, 1989, Patricia Meehan, 37, vanished from Circle, Montana. A resident of Bozeman, Montana, got into an accident on Montana Highway 200 while driving to Circle, a town in eastern Montana. Shortly after that, a driver at the scene saw her climb over a fence and stare at the scene before disappearing into the nearby fields. She was, investigators initially suspected she'd fled the scene out of fear or suffered from amnesia as a result of a head trauma. There have been over 5,000 alleged sightings reported in the months and years after her disappearance. Several of these were confirmed by police, but none led to her discovery. You know, she was the last person to see her prior to her disappearance was actually her landlord. Noted her demeanor was out of the ordinary. She seemed hyper. The day before her disappearance, she talked to her father in Pittsburgh over the phone. Told him she was under stress and wanted to come home. But, again, vanished. May 26, 1989, Charles Horvath Allen, 20 years old, rather from Kelowna in Canada, disappeared on May 26 from a campsite. A Canadian-born British national, he was hiking across Canada and plans to meet up with his mother and stepfather in Hong Kong by August of 1989. Never made it. June 1989. Reno Gickman, 59, vanished from Vienna, Austria. That was the alias used by an undercover agent for the Soviet KGB who vanished in June of 89. Hadn't been seen since. When you're talking about the intelligence world, anything's possible. October 27, 1989, Melanie Melanson, 14, vanished from Woburn, Massachusetts, but missing at a party near an industrial park. Hadn't been seen since. The subsequent investigations by both authorities and a private investigator turned up absolutely no leads. Investigators believe she'd fled to Florida. At the time of her disappearance, she was a freshman in high school, looking forward to a change of schools, living with her grandmother, but maintained contact with her parents. On the day of her disappearance, she and a friend left school early and decided to go home. At night, she told her grandmother she was going to have a sleepover at a friend's house. The friend was her next-door neighbor. She used the story to cover her attendance to the party. She was actually the youngest guest at the party. One of the group of five male friends. The party didn't end until early the next morning, so nobody knew. Nobody who knew her saw or heard her returning from the party. Afternoon of October 28th, after her family discovered she'd been at the party, they called almost every attendee they could reach. Nobody had any clues about her whereabouts. Well, police determined she was last seen with two boys she'd known, and each one of them gave conflicting stories of what might have happened to her. Each boy claimed the other was the last one to have been with her. One of the boys also said he'd seen her at the very head of a trail that led into the woods the early morning of October 28th. Well, police now believe that she was killed, and her grandmother and parents are now deceased, so there's really nobody pushing to try to find out what happened to her. And December 3rd, 1989, Melissa Brennan, 5 years old, vanished from Lorton, Virginia. Disappeared while attending a Christmas party at the Woodside Apartments. Hadn't been seen since. Now, why would a 5-year-old go to a Christmas party? Worker at the complex was convicted of abduction in 1990. But in spite of that, her body hadn't been found. Murder charges weren't filed. Well, that's interesting. That the number of mysterious disappearances just keeps getting larger. February 5th, 1990, Ames Glover, 5 months old, vanished from London. Disappeared from the back seat of his father's car. Hadn't been found. No charges had been brought against anybody. Why would you leave a 5-month-old unattended in a car? March 18th, 1990, Danette Millbrook, 15, and Jeanette Millbrook, also 15, from Augusta, Georgia. Fraternal twins were last seen by a gas station clerk at the Pump and Shop gas station on the corner of 12th Street and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Augusta, Georgia. It was about 4:30 in the afternoon. Case was closed in 1991 because they couldn't find a single lead, but is reopened in 2013. Jeanette's middle name is often given as Latressa due to errors in police records. March 18th, 1990, they walked into the local Christ Presbyterian Church. They walked to the local Christ Presbyterian Church. When they came back, they told their mother, Louise, that a man in a van had followed them for part of their walk. Nobody knew anything about the man. Later that day, they went to their godfather's house to borrow money for a city bus to school the following week, as they and their family had recently moved to a new apartment further from school. After getting $20 for bus fare and a little extra for snacks, they went to their cousin's house and asked her to walk home with them. Because it's going to be dark shortly, the cousin's mother wouldn't allow her to do it. After visiting their cousin, they had to stop at their older sister's house and stayed about 15 minutes. They also requested the older sister walk with them, but she declined due to recently having given birth. After their disappearances, family members considered it unusual. The twins made multiple requests for company on the walk home that day. So they went on to a local gas station, bought chips, candy, and soda. The clerk knew them, didn't call anything out of the ordinary, and she's the last person known to have seen them. They were enrolled as students at Lacey Laney High School. They were thought to be good students, weren't troublemakers, didn't have a history of running away. But their behavior that afternoon was certainly bizarre. Now, Joseph Patrick Washington was active in the girls' neighborhood, and there are those that believe he may have been involved in the girls' disappearance. He was eventually sentenced to 17 consecutive life sentences in 1995 for numerous criminal convictions associated with abductions and sexual assaults of 5 women, three of whom survived. Faced the death penalty in the murder of Marilyn Denise Kelly and was suspected in the murder of Loretta Dukes, but before the trial could start in 1999, he died. Well, there have been a number of podcasts about the missing sisters. April 10th, 1990, Teddy Wang, 56, vanished from British Hong Kong. Prominent businessman and founder of the China Kim Group. He was kidnapped April 10, 1990. Hadn't been seen since. April 14, 1990, Alan Kahn, 45, vanished from Paris. French musician last seen at the Rue de la Pompée Parisian metro station in Paris on April 14th. Vanished. Never been, never was never seen again. April 20th, 1990, Christopher Kurz, 17, vanished from Eagan, Minnesota. He told folks he'd be back home by 6 p.m., but he never came back. Car found 2 days later in Grand Rapids. May 24th, 1990, Paige Rinkowski, 30, vanished from Fowler River, Michigan. Last seen on the shoulder of Interstate 96, talking to two men standing next to a maroon-colored minivan. Hours later, the 1986 Oldsmobile she was driving was found still idling with her shoes and purse inside, but no sign of her. She didn't go far with no shoes, let me tell you. June 16th, 1990, Treveline Evans, 52, vanished from Llangollen, Wales. Vanished without a trace after leaving a note on the front door of her antique shop saying she'd be back in 2 minutes. July 11, 1990, Sarah McDiarmid, 23, vanished from Seaford, Victoria, Australia. Last seen on the night of July 11th in the parking lot of Conanook Railway Station. Evidence found near her car suggested a struggle took place and foul play was suspected. Police interviewed two potential suspects, but she still remains officially missing. August 15th, 1990, Eugene John Herbert, 66, vanished from Sri Lanka. American-born Jesuit missionary went missing on August 15, 1990, on his way to the eastern city of Batikaloa from a nearby town of Valachinai. His disappearance remains a mystery. 1990, we got Licorice McKeeshan, 44. Musician and former member of Scottish folk group, the Incredible String Band, was last reported to be living in California. As of 1990, no one has any idea what may have happened to her. Also known as Licky Lambert and Licky McKechnie. March 18th, 1991, Thomas Gibson, 2 years old, vanished from Azalea, Oregon. Vanished from his front yard in Azalea after his father Larry, a sheriff's deputy, left to go for a jog. Larry was charged with second-degree murder in Thomas's case, convicted of manslaughter in 1995, served less than 1 year in prison. Thomas's remains and whereabouts are unknown. March 24, 1991, Michael Dunahy, 4 years old, vanished from Victoria, British Columbia. Disappeared from a school playground. His parents were nearby, but no witnesses to resumed abduction have been identified. No subsequent confirmed sightings of him have been made. At 4 years old, I mean, he'd be, what, 34, almost 35? June 19th, 1991, Tanang Poam, 55, vanished from Bangkok. Thai labor leader disappeared after his car was found abandoned in Bangkok's Ratbarana district shortly after a military coup. Despite repeated inquiries from his family to the police and other government agencies, there was no reply and his fate remains unknown. 19 July 1991, Jared Negrete, 12 years old, vanished from San Gorgonio Mountain, California. Disappeared from a Boy Scout expedition July 19, 1991, after becoming lost from his group. Search party was immediately launched. Rescue teams followed his footprints and found candy wrappers and his disposable camera. Most of the pictures on the film strip depicted the surrounding landscape with the boy's eyes and nose visible in some of them. Ben Needham vanished July 24, 1991, 1 year old from Kos, Greece. He was actually a 21-month-old boy, disappeared while his grandparents were renovating a farmhouse. Despite numerous sighting reports over the years, he's never been found. Family members have said they believe the child was kidnapped with the intention of selling him for adoption to order the child traffickers. Others familiar with the case considered the theory of an accident more likely. 2016, excavations conducted nearby led investigators to informally conclude that Ben died in an accident on a day that day at a construction site. That theory has been substantiated by reports of blood being discovered on a toy car and sandals believed to belong to the toddler, which was discovered in 2017. January 5, 1992, Kelly Day Wilson, 17, vanished from Gilmer, Texas. Her car with a flat tire was left abandoned in the parking lot of the video store where she worked. Bank surveillance footage shows Wilson dropping her paycheck in the bank's deposit box. Now, foul play is suspected, but nobody's been charged and she has never been found. She was last seen about 8:30 on the evening of January 5th. April 23rd, 1992, Virginia Guerrero and Manuela Torres. They were 14 and 13, respectively, vanished from Leynosa in Spain. Two teenage girls who've suddenly vanished under unclear circumstances while hitchhiking from Reynosa to their hometown Aguilar de Campao after partying at a nightclub. At 14 and 13, they're partying at a nightclub. Okay. June 7th, 1992. Cheryl Levitt, 47. Susie Streeter, 19. And Stacy McCall, 18, vanished in Springfield, Missouri. Levitt, her daughter Streeter, and friend McCall, known collectively as the Springfield Three, vanished from Levitt's home on June 7, 1992. Streeter and McCall had graduated from Kickapoo High School the day before and arrived at Levitt's house about 2 in the morning after a graduation party. It's being investigated as an apparent triple disappearance. Not a single solitary clue as to what might have happened to him. June 14, 1992, Helena Anderson, 21 years old, from Maristad, Sweden, vanished mysteriously after going to a friend's housewarming party in Töreboda. Bodies haven't been found. Traces of blood and other items indicated she was killed, and the case is still under investigation, even after 30 years. The sad thing is most of these cases will never be closed. August 27, 1992, Lee Okchi, 13, from Tupelo, Mississippi, disappeared from her home during Hurricane Andrew. Her mother returned to their residence to find blood in various locations of the house, but Okchi was nowhere to be seen. Her whereabouts are still unknown to this date. She was actually born in Hawaii, small, 4'10". Her mother, Vicki Felton, came back home on the morning of August 27th to find her missing. Searches in and around Tupelo proved fruitless. Her eyeglasses were mailed to her home in an envelope addressed to her ex-stepfather. Law enforcement decided this action was a ruse to distract detectives on their search efforts. November 1993, a human skull discovered in the soybean fields erroneously attributed to this young lady, but a link was later retracted and the skull was positively identified as that of an adult woman who had gone missing in an adjacent town. Now, the as she was 13, left at home when her mother went to her work at about 8 in the morning. Okchi planned to attend an open house at her middle school that day with her grandmother. After arriving at her office, her mother was notified that a storm related to Hurricane Andrew was headed for Tupelo and phoned home to inform her daughter sometime before 9 in the morning, but her daughter failed to answer. The mother became worried and left her job to check on her. It was only a mile and a half back to her home. She found the garage door open and the light on. When she got in the house, she noticed blood smeared on the side of the wall. Her favorite blanket was crumpled up on the floor, and police were called about 9 o'clock that morning. So she wasn't unattended for long, about an hour. September 1st, 1992, Jaroslaw Zitara, 23, from Poland, a Polish journalist, vanished September 1st on his way to work. Believed to have been kidnapped and murdered. September 15th, 1992, Boutros Kawand, 51, vanished from Lebanon. Co-founder of the Military Council of the Kitab Party, kidnapped by up to 10 individuals close to his Horch, Tibet home, September 15th. His fate remains unknown. October 9th, 1992, Taif Ajba, 53, vanished from Sukhumi in Georgia. He was an Abkhaz poet, vanished October 9th, believed to have been tortured and shot. Reports are unconfirmed. The case remains unsolved, and no sign of remains has ever been found. March 26, 1993, Annie McCarrick, 26, vanished from Dublin. McCarrick was an American woman, vanished March 26, 1993, after an afternoon of running errands in Dublin. She was from Long Island, went missing under suspicious circumstances. She was living in Ireland at the time. August 2nd, 1993, Catherine Eggleston, 22, from Portland, Oregon. Recent college graduate disappeared in the afternoon from an administrative building in Northeast Portland. She was attending a business appointment for her job at a telecommunications company. Car was discovered abandoned 9 miles away, but she hadn't been seen since. She's actually from Redmond, Oregon. August 18, 1993, Sarah Ann Wood, now 12, vanished from Litchfield in New York. Disappeared on a road near her home while riding her bicycle. Janitor from Massachusetts confessed to kidnapping, sexually assaulting, and killing her, but later recounted his confession. Case remains unsolved. It was reopened in 2005. She's believed to have been abducted about a half a mile from her own home by convicted child killer Louis Stephen Lent, Jr. Lent pled guilty to both her abduction and murder, and that of a 12-year-old boy named James Bernardo, who he had murdered in 1990. Got a mandatory sentence of life imprisonment for Bernardo's murder and a sentence of 25 years imprisonment to life for Sarah's abduction. Well, despite the intense publicity, her body's never been found. Her family also established the Sarah Ann Wood Rescue Center, which ultimately became a New York branch of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. August 1993. Merit Anati, 40, from Finland, disappeared in August of 93. Suspected to have been fallen victim to an unidentified serial killer, probably the one responsible for the Hausjärvi gravel pit murders. Authorities searched for her body, though it was never recovered. Now, this is the gravel pit murders were a series of two or more unsolved violent crimes in the 90s that were connected to a gravel pit and its surroundings in Hausjärvi, municipality, about an hour north of Finland's capital of Helsinki. According to the Finnish Bureau, National Bureau of Investigation, the offenses were the doing of one perpetrator who the Finnish media has given the name of the Järvenpää serial killer. November 1990, spent the evening at her friend's apartment from nearby Riihimäki. She decided to leave about midnight and walk to Järvenpää railway station, take a train home. While she was waiting for the train on the platform, she was approached by a dark-haired man dressed in a leather jacket. He asked her about her travel plans, told her she was waiting for the train. She offered her to give her a ride home in his car, and being under the influence of alcohol, she agreed. She later described the man's vehicle as a light-colored passenger car, not a station wagon. At the beginning of the trip, he offered her alcohol, beverages, and capsules of an unknown substance, both of which she took. The man himself also consumed several capsules during the ride. The car had a child seat in the back. She fell asleep when she woke up. She saw the car wasn't on a lit paved road, but on a dark road surrounded by forest. When she asked a man about the route, he assured her they were still going the right way. Well, quite a number of unsolved murders around the world. We've also got, also in August of 93, We got Wapco Jinsma, 52, from Johannesburg, South Africa. South African poet and artist vanished without a trace from Johannesburg, August of 1993. December 29, 1993, Pierre Bianconi, 31, vanished from Bastia, France. He was a French professional footballer who mysteriously disappeared from his hometown of Bastia on December 29th. Hadn't been seen since. July 6th, 1994. Galinia Carisi, 23, from New Orleans. An Italian celebrity and daughter of singers Albano Carisi and Romina Power vanished January 6th during a vacation in New Orleans. She was staying at the Ladeo Hotel on St. Charles Avenue. May 9th, 1994. Clishlindra Hall, 18, vanished from Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Disappeared after leaving her school job, and her disappearance is ruled as suspicious. Also known as Clea. She's only 2 weeks away from graduating high school. Honor student, landed a summer internship at a Boston pediatrician's office, been accepted into pre-med program at Tennessee State University. She had no previous history of leaving without telling anybody. She wasn't a troubled teen, just vanished into thin air. June 2nd, 1994, Carl Eric Bjorgren, 73, from Viken, Sweden. Disappeared from his residence in Viken just hours before he was supposed to board a plane to Stockholm, where his lawyer and his daughter were waiting for him to, in a pre-booked room at the Grand Hotel. You know, there's a long list of additional people who have disappeared. We've also got, in my research, as I discovered, quite a number of areas where the disappearances are grouped. They're referred to as triangles. My next book is called Triangle of the Lost, and it talks about disappearances in the southern U.S. out into the Caribbean. On that note, we come to the end of today's show and the week's show. I'll be talking about a new topic next week. Until then, this is Ken Hudnall for the Ken Hudnall Show, saying have a truly great evening.